Trains remain suspended on the central line until further notice. No trains operating on the Chris Hani to Kapteinsklip and Bishop Lavis lines. And this morning, Metrorail's Richard Walker told us that vandalism and cable theft are the main factors here, the continuous destruction of infrastructure. The stations will be closed. No tickets will be on sale until further notice. And perplexingly, I think, Metrorail has also not had any buses to lay on as alternatives during the morning commute. And that left a great number of passengers, obviously, with a huge amount of difficulty getting to work this morning. If you're one of them, please give us a call on 021-446-0567 or send us an SMS to 31567. On the line with me now is the Mayoral Committee Member for Transport, Councillor Brett Herron, who's been spearheading the municipality's plan to try and take over management of the rail network. Brett, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
I know it was just a week or so ago that you took a ride on the trains yourself. Won't you just recap what you witnessed and experienced that morning?
Well, it was the most appalling situation I've ever experienced. I mean, I have on occasion taken the trains to check on how, you know, how it's performing, but the deterioration in the period since I last took a train was just shocking to me. There were too few coaches, people on the roof of the train hanging out the window. I mean, as you know, there was someone who was electrocuted on the top of the train and died. So it's just unbelievable what I saw.
I saw the same thing myself at Rondebosch Station a couple of days ago, Brett. A train pulling in with people hanging out the doors, hanging onto the back of the train, sitting on the roof. It was absolutely appalling. The big question is, what is the city going to be able to do differently that Metrorail is not able to? If you get approval for your request to take over management of the commuter rail network, what will you be able to do differently?
Well, I think, I mean, it's a whole of a system approach and not just an operational approach. We need to be managing the rail infrastructure and contracting with a service provider or an operator like Metrorail to operate the train. So our focus will be on the rail reserves, the stations, the security, and the train operators focus on operating the trains. And, you know, I've spoken to many, many experts in the last few weeks, and it seems it's a big thing. One of the big problems is lack of maintenance of the train set. So we're going to have to really focus on making sure that our operators are maintaining the rolling stock.
Okay. Obviously, security is a huge issue here, Brett. The ongoing damage to infrastructure caused by vandalism and cable theft. Now, we're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of kilometres of railway line. Where do you even start in terms of beefing up security along that infrastructure?
I mean, for a long time, we've been speaking to Prasa and Metrorail about the use of our own law enforcement and Metro Police on the rail reserve, but we just haven't been able to get them to agree to this, even though that they agree in principle, but they never take it forward. So I think that the starting point is a better security plan, and we have to raise some questions around how this vandalism takes place when there is such a lot of money already being spent on security in the on the rail system.
Mm. Brett, is it something that technology could assist with? I mean, we've had people saying, can't we use drones to police the lines, for example? Obviously, you can't do that for every kilometre of train line, but is technology, an investment in technology, something that could play a role here?
Look, I mean, I'm not a security expert, but certainly we will get security experts on board to assist us. I don't believe that the problems with proper management are insurmountable. I mean, the challenges are huge, absolutely, but, my big concern is trains, for example, are burnt in the train station overnight while the train station has got a full complement of security guards. So there is something else that's at play in South Africa on this rail system, and we have to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Brett, let's just talk about today's immediate situation and the situation for the remainder of this week with the central line having all services suspended. Obviously, from next week, I think things will be quieter. A lot of people will be going away on leave and the demand won't be as high. But certainly for this week, it's going to be very, very busy. What can the city do, if anything, to try and alleviate the plight of commuters who would normally be using that central line to get to and from work?
Well, this morning when I got the message of the system failure, I immediately alerted our MyCity operations team and asked them to add as many extra buses as they can on the N2 Express service. So that has happened, and we'll continue tomorrow, and we're just putting as many buses as we can to help.